about an idea I saw from Mashiach of Rav Muravitz in Sefer Das Torah. So he speaks about the parashas that we're reading in these weeks, Truma, Tetzava, Yaakov Akude, Kisisa, about the building of the Mishkan. So he brings a Mashkiach brings a Balat Turim. The Balat Turim says at the beginning of parashas Truma, Daber al Bnei Yisrael, says the Balat Turim, Balashem Pius, Kmo Daber al Levi Yerushalayim. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, speak to the Jewish people, you should beg them, you should appease them, you should ask them to do this. And he says, why should HaKadosh Baruch have to beg the Jews to do this? B'shvil Shigesh Bo, B'shvil Shahayah Bo, Chisaron Kis, Paisam. He said, because the Mishkan is something which costs the Jews money, right? You go to a guy, you want to get money, he says, you have to convince him to give you money. So the Mashgiach asks the question, Rabbi Rucham, he says, how could it be that Moshe Rabbeinu has to convince the Yidden? We know the Tachlis of the Yidden, they were Mitzrayim, they did Tis Mitzrayim, and they went through everything, and they're coming, they went through Har Sinai, and they know that the whole reason that they're living, the whole reason that they're going through all this is to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kirvas Elokim L'Tov, they want to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they want to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the way to do this is, build a Mishkan, Hashem says, I'll bring the Shechina in, and you'll have this place where you can connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the ultimate part, it's the ultimate thing of being a Yid. And yet, says the Balat Turim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, based on the Pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to ask the Jews, had to like beg them, almost beg them to be able to put together some money for the Mishkan. Chal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have made a mitzvah, give money. I don't have to beg you. This is how we're going to have a Mishkan, and we guys have to put it together. But Mashgiach explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is never coming. It's not coming to be Matriach, the Yidden. Hashem doesn't give us mitzvahs to put us out. We should go out of our way. He wants us, when he gives us a mitzvah to do, he wants us to want to do that mitzvah. Right? So he says, explain to the Yidden that this is something that they want to do, so that they should come and they should dedicate on their own. They should step up and see that, you know, they should realize that this is something that they have to do, and they should give of their own will. They should be giving. Hashem doesn't want to come and say, you must do this, you must have a relationship with me. This is something that you want to do, and that's why the Yichli Truma Paisim, you should beg them to do it. He speaks about the idea. There's Pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, Kol Doidi Doifek Pischi Li. Right, the Hashem is coming and he's knocking on the door. He's saying, please open for me. This is the same idea. He said something. He gives a mashal. There's a very wealthy man comes to town, and he says, I'm going to give out $100. I'm going to walk around the town. I'll give out $100 to whoever I see. Right, any door, anybody that's here. Right, I'll open the door. I'll give you $100. He says. So he gets to one house. He knocks on the door. They look through the people. I don't know who you are. He walks away. He keeps on going. Right, and then the guy goes out the next day. He says, where were you? The guy was giving out $100 bills. He says, oh, I didn't open the door for him. So the Mashgiach says, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. Hashem says, I'm willing. I'm coming down. I'll give you whatever you want. I'll give you all the shefa in the world. I'll give you all the bracha. I'll give you a connection to me. I'll give you everything. All you have to do is want it. You have to step up and say, this is what I want. This is what I'm opening the door for you. I'll open the door for you. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets us in. A lot of times, there's something that we're afraid of, perhaps in Yiddishkeit. There's something in our Avodas Hashem. There's something like I'm afraid to take that step. I'm afraid to do it because who knows what's going to happen? Maybe I'll become a better person. Maybe I'll become frum. Maybe I'm going to flip out or whatever. Go to Shana Bet. Whatever the everyone's got their other thing. Maybe my parents won't be happy or whatever the situation is. But this idea that a person has to be willing to take a deep breath and say, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do it anyways. Right? And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, oh, you really want that? I'll step in. I'll fill in everything else that you need. This is what happened with the Mishkan. They said, we're going to do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll come in. I'll bring the Shekhinah down. You show me that you want it. I'll bring the Shekhinah. There was a story that was, I believe it was reported in the news. I heard a number of years ago, at the time of the tsunami. At the time of the tsunami, there was one survivor, a girl, and they interviewed the survivor, and they said, how did you survive the tsunami? She says, the truth is that she was swept out all the way out into the water, and she totally gave up. Right? She said, in her mind, she was like, that's it, I'm dead. She was sucked down, and she was going to die. She said, you know what, let me try one more thing. And she took her hand, she put up her hand out of the water,
And it happened to be a rescue worker was coming by at that time. He saw the tip of a hand sticking out of the water. So he grabbed onto the hand and he rescued her. He pulled her out of the water. And that's why she was alive, right? A little bit of extra, willpower, a little bit of a risk. Maybe it's not going to get you anywhere. Maybe I'm not going to succeed. But if you show Hashem that this is what you really want, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu hopefully will step in and help you succeed. It says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Tamu Uru Kitay Hashem. Tamu Uru Kitay Hashem. Take a taste, right? And you'll see that Hashem is good. So also with the same explanation, it goes along the same lines. Tamu Uru Kitay Hashem. A person just has to take a taste, right? You're afraid of something. If you go to a new, everyone has their first time that they tasted sushi. You know, it's like, what is this stuff? Yeah, and or whatever the and you go and you say, you know what? I'll take a bite. Huh? Not too bad, or it is. But if you taste it, take a bite of the Avodas Hashem, take a bite of the mitzvahs, take a bite of something new in your relationship and your commitment to Yiddishkeit, just taste something new, try something that you've never tried before, and you'll see, Uru, you're gonna see, Ki Tov Hashem, that this is good, that Hashem is a great thing in your life. And it's really the school says, man, Adar. We're in Adar now, and we're coming to Purim, and especially by Purim, it says, "Kol haposhe yad nosmo." All you have to do is stick out your hand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you whatever you want. You have to be open to it. You have to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "This is what I want. All right, this is what I want to be. I'm going to put myself out there." You can daven, and Revulsion spoke about the chashivas of tefillah on Purim, and you can't speak enough about it. But you can daven nates and you can say to Hashem, look, I'm putting myself out there. This is what I want. I'm open to it. I want to change. I want to be a better person. Right? All I have to do is show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I want it. And that's really what the Nes of Purim was. What happened? The Yidden came. They were not in a very good state. They were not in a Mesudas Achashverosh. They were not in the best, in the frumest state of history. And Mordechai came and he said, guys, we got to make a change. We have to make a change. And so what does it say in the Megillah? Kimu v'kiblu ha'yehudim. The Yidden got up, and they said, we're ready to make a change. The Mekabel on themselves, the Olam Mitzvahs again. Kimu v'kiblu ha'yehudim, kimu l'malim ha'shekiblu l'mata. It says they were Mekabel in Shemayim. In Shemayim they were Mekayim, what they were Mekabel down here. The Yidden decided, we're going to make some changes in our lives, we have to change things up. And they showed a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're willing to make that change. They fasted for 3 days. And we have a zecher to that tainus now. What we're remembering is that the Yidden said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're willing to take a step in your direction, and now you should give us. And we see very clearly that Yeshua definitely came. It's the idea of not being afraid to try something new, being afraid just to do a small thing. Right? Maybe you'll be at a Purim Suda, and maybe that's something which some people have never experienced a proper Purim Suda before. And it's an opportunity to daven properly. It says regarding the Purim Suda that the time that Esther's bakasha was really answered by the king. And we know that every time it says in the Megillah HaMelech, it's a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. It says when did the Melech HaKashverosh answer the request of Esther HaMalka? It says it was b'mishta ayayin when they were sitting at that Suda and they were drinking wine, and he said to her, "What can I do for you?" As that Mishnah Ayayin, Esther opened up and said, "This is what I need. Right? The Jewish people are in a dangerous situation. It's my people. Stand up for me. We're going to be, Mirtz Hashem, in a situation of Mishnah Ayayin on Purim. And perhaps some people have never been in that situation before, and it could be, unfortunately, it could be abused. But it's very important to focus on the importance of that time, and it's a tremendous time to open up and say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you could daven. They talk about tzaddikim, they used to daven and have tears in the entire Purim Suda, davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the Mishayan, this is the time of Masoga. I'm showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, dafka when I'm a little bit shikker and nichnas yayin as a soda, I don't have all that toughness about me, like, oh, you know, I'm too cool for that, and this is not really for me, and the religion thing, and whatever it is. I'm willing to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nichnas yayin yatzesod. This is what I really want. We have a neshama. My neshama really wants kiras elikim. My neshama really wants to come close to you. And I think that there's nobody in this room whose neshama doesn't really want to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and doesn't really want to have a relationship and doesn't really want to do a little bit better. But we're a little bit afraid. It's probably natural. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us an opportunity now with Tainus Esther, Purim, to step up and show him that we're willing to, we want that change. We want that change, and we're willing to accept that change. We're going to be kalim for the bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us. So I think that we should take advantage of the time for sure. It comes around once a year, and chaval to lose it to things that can happen on Purim. So, you know, chaval not to stay focused a little bit, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the kalach to get through it, to get through Tainus Esther, the tefillos of Tainus Esther, Zachar, of Mechias Amalek, everyone getting rid of their own personal Amalek, the things that get in their way of growing. And then on Purim, we can open up and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for whatever we want, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu in turn will, Ezer Hashem, turn and give us, open up to us, Pischu in Pesach, Kechud Shal Machat, right, what does it say in the Pesach? Pischu in Pesach, Kechud Shal Machat, Vani Aftach Lechem, Kepischa Shal Ulam. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you just open up a little bit for me. You open up, you show me that you're interested, show me that you care, show me that you're available, and I'll open up for you and give you all the bracha that you could possibly want in the whole world. Amen.